From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah wants to speed up how long it takes to get houses built. So the state has launched the Division of Housing and Community Development to help make it happen. One goal is to build 35,000 new starter homes. Steve Waldrop will helm the new division. He'll also continue to work as the governor's senior advisor for housing strategy in the state. The division is a consolidation of old and new housing programs, and it aims to get state agencies, local governments, and private partners to better work together. The state says housing is one of Utah's most pressing challenges. Target shooting is now banned in wildlife management areas in 16 of Utah's counties because of wildfire risk. The Division of Wildlife Resources says the restriction covers any target shooting with firearms. Sparks from these activities could start a wildfire in Utah's extremely dry conditions right now. The DWR says target shooting caused two large wildfires in management areas in 2020 and a recent one in Weber County. The state says it's taking proactive steps because fires can destroy wildlife habitat. The ban is temporary and it doesn't apply to legal hunting with a firearm. Utah's Military Installation Development Authority has a new executive director. That's the agency that approved the controversial Box Elder County Data Center. KPCW's Grace Dorfler has more on the pick.
The Military Installation Development Authority announced June 26th that Dan Hemmert will replace Paul Morris as executive director. MIDA board chair Senator Stuart Adams said Hemmert brings years of experience in business and government to the role.
Paul, it'll be hard to replace you, but if anybody has a chance of doing that, Dan surely has the qualifications to be able to help us.
Most recently, Hemmert led a government relations and lobbying firm. MIDA meeting materials indicate Hemmert will close his company before stepping into his new role August 1st. Hemmert led the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Development in 2021 and 2022. Before that, he served as a Utah State Senator representing Mill Creek, Murray, and Holiday from 2016 through 2020. The change in leadership comes as MIDA expands its footprint statewide. Most recently, it announced controversial plans for a hyperscale data center in Box Elder County. Meanwhile, Adams, who is Utah's Senate president, lost his bid for re-election in the primary June 23rd amid heavy criticism over his involvement in the data center plans. Grace Dorfler, KPCW News.
Renovation work is finally starting on a Salt Lake City movie theater that's been closed for years. The Tower Theater is in the 9th and 9th neighborhood and is nearly a century old. The Salt Lake Film Society says it's going to put up fencing around the building by July 6th. Architects and preservation specialists will look at the integrity of the current 1950s facade and see what's left of the original 1928 building. The building once featured two towers inspired by the Tower of London. Then they'll decide which historic elements could be preserved or incorporated in the renovation. Utah drivers could get stuck in traffic on Saturday because of 4th of July activities. The Utah Department of Transportation says people should plan ahead. Provo will close parts of University Avenue, Center Street, and other roads for a parade. And later that night, there will be heavy traffic near the Lavelle Edwards Stadium because of the Stadium of Fire concert. The West Jordan Grand Parade will close parts of Redwood Road and 7000 South, and over in Murray, part of State Street and other roads will be blocked for their parade. Down south, parts of State Route 9 will be closed for the Zion Canyon Independence Day Parade in Springdale. You're listening to KUER News.